Jim the Poet, please don't leave me.
Who's that band? That's a cool sounding band. Those guys are going to be big.
Yeah. That's our big announcement already. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU, and this is the most trusted team in sports talk radio today. Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet. And the third member of the team, Call Screener John.
I love Call Screener John.
I do too. He's awesome. Really happy.
He adds a level of class to the show.
I know. He really classes it up a lot. I like how he just kind of looks at us. You know, he just kind of
he's slightly horrified, slightly amused. I get that look a lot.
I know. Yeah, me too. So our big news though is about the Cleveland convention. WFMU will be at the GOP convention. So exciting! And
we'll be there.
Well, you will be there.
I mean,
that's
the royal we.
That's the announcement. Yeah, we were going to go together as a team, and now I am staying behind.
Bronwyn has come to her senses.
I came to my senses, yes. Hey, we have a call. Call Screener John.
Call Screener John's all over it.
I always forgot. Yeah, he takes care of that.
He's all over it.
I love that he's out there. So 201-209-9368 is the number to call. And we are going to have a special guest today. We're going to have listener Carl. We'll be talking to him on the phone. He is a Jamaican immigrant Trump supporter. And he's legitimately a Trump supporter. He really means it. So
this will be good practice for me because I have to get along with Trump supporters for the next.
Oh, you can
know,
get along with
so.
Carl. Carl's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
He's easy to get along with. He's great.
And it's only on the phone, so he won't punch me in the face or anything.
No, I don't think he would punch you in the face anyway. He would.
What if? Yeah.
He might raise his voice or get a little agitated, but I don't.
Sounds
I don't
delightful.
I don't think he would punch you.
That sounds good.
It looks like Call Screener John's having an extended conversation
really?
With whoever's on the phone. So
I think he's making a connection with somebody.
Maybe.
He's making
a
friends.
Love connection. He is a good looking guy. I don't know if he's single or not. I didn't know.
We should ask him someday.
Oh. Whoever it was hung up.
Maybe they just wanted to call him. Say
yeah,
hi.
Yeah, I guess hi. Say hi, Call Screener
John. See what's
John.
Going on.
Okay. That must be it.
Yes,
or maybe
so
I was supposed to pick it up. I don't know. I thought it was.
What?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I was supposed to answer it. Do you think so? I can't tell. I think. I don't know. Doesn't it go on hold?
Usually that's the
I'm
approval.
I'm confused. There's Call Screener John now.
He's our friend. Reminded me to call at 6:20.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Thank you.
He'll be calling at 6:20. So we'll be calling him at 6:20
call
or he's calling
but he
us
called
at 6:20?
He called us to remind him to call him at 6:20? Yes. Okay. Well, then you've had the experience of talking to him, John. Yay. Okay. So, that's going to happen then, apparently.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
So I'll be on the midnight bus
to Georgia,
to Cleveland, on Saturday night.
I'd rather live in Cleveland than live without him.
I was getting excited to visit WKRP, but then I remembered that was in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's a different C town. They all the towns in Ohio start with C. Akron starts with a C. The C is silent.
It's a silent
Akron,
C.
Yeah.
Akron. Krakron.
Krakron. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be there all next week until I'm arrested.
And you will be calling into various WFMU shows,
including
and
this
reports.
Very program.
Well, this is our program, so yes, you will.
I get
be,
to call into the show.
Yeah, you get to call in. Yay, Sportsy Talk! And you'll also be. I think you'll be on Station Manager Ken's show on Wednesday at some
Sounds
point.
Sounds possible. I got a number of
7 second delays.
Google
gonna have
updates
you on. Yeah,
about what. Where I'm supposed to be at what time.
There will be lots of, and also I think you're going to be covering the convention for a number of little community stations, too.
Yes.
Which is great. And I'm going to really urge you, Jim the Poet, to keep up on the Twitter, because we have a Twitter account.
I'll be twatting the whole time.
Yes, WFMU, it's hard because the word at is spelled, it's not like at.
A-T.
Yeah, it's like the at symbol WFMU at A-T G-O-P.
G-O-P.
And that's going to be. Hey, we got a call.
I'll be doing the Twitter at that.
WFMU, you're on the air on Sportsy Talk.
Are we up in mono? Can they hear us?
Yeah, we're in mono.
Is the phone up?
Yeah.
Is the phone, did red button pressed?
Everything should be right.
So hit mono.
Let me try again. WFMU, you're possibly on the air. Hello? Hello? No, I don't know.
Are we on mono?
Oh, WFMU, are you on the air now, maybe?
Rooster!
Rooster, all right. Rooster, thank you for being so patient. I just had to punch buttons like a monkey till I got the right one up. We're gonna have to chat quickly today because we have a special guest that we're gonna be talking to in a few minutes. But you're a special guest as well, so the next few minutes are yours.
Well, I'll be quick because Scott's listening and he has to leave early because they have an outside group coming into the prison tonight to do a show, instrumental and music and.
Oh, that's cool.
Got to do the sound system for them.
Oh, that's nice. Good. He's a very responsible inmate.
He's
got a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah, he does. He's a referee and he does sound systems. That's great. Maybe he could have a show on WFMU when he gets out.
Yeah, when he gets out, you know.
Yeah.
We'll hook him up.
Yeah, that would be great. What are you guys talking about tonight?
Well, we're talking about going to Cleveland for the convention, which is happening. We're going to talk about Derek Jeter getting married.
Oh, what?
What? Yajit!
He's mine!
Yajit!
You can't have him!
Let's see. Some sportsy death.
He was pretty good. They should be able to clone him and then have him on the Yankees just perpetually.
Do you think he's going to have a baby with that woman?
Oh, I would
she's
think
like
so.
She's like half his age. You know, she has to get one right away, right? So that she'll never be able to, like, you know, be left behind by him.
I don't know. She may be pregnant now at this point.
You have to have a baby immediately, right? As soon as you hook up with some rich, you know, well-known
celebrity. I think he's making a big mistake if he goes that route.
You don't think it's a good plan?
Do you think it was a mistake for him to get married? I mean, look at all the hot ladies he's gone out with.
There are difficulties enough when you have an age difference like that. But when you had your children... The difficulties get even worse.
Well, how old is Mrs. Jeter?
She's like 22, and he's like 44.
That's perfect. That works.
No, but then you know, when the kid's 10, they'll think that Jeter's his grandpa or something.
He's going to always be kind of handsome, don't you think? He's not like Cal Ripken. Cal Ripken played every day, and now he looks 500 years old. It was like he could have taken Sundays off every once in a while, and now instead he looks like a crazy old man.
I don't know if I think Derek Jeter is handsome.
You don't think Derek Jeter's handsome?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
That's irrelevant.
Thank you, Rooster.
It's how she feels. That's the only thing
that
matters.
Well, that's true. That's very true. Thank you very much. That is absolutely true. I wish them much happiness, Yajit.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
All right, thanks for the call, Rooster. We'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure.
Say hi to Scott.
Say hi to Scott for us.
I will.
Bye.
But Scott's getting some...
Listener Scott.
I mean, he's got a lot of gigs in the
prison. He's probably running the prison.
He's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Derek Jeter got married to this woman.
That seems wrong.
They said that she's a supermodel, but all
she
I know that is she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
That makes you a supermodel, I think.
On the
swimsuit edition.
Has she done
those commercials with the guy from the Flight of the Conchords as the talking horse.
You may not have seen those.
That was about DirecTV.
She was a talking horse?
No, the Flight of the Conchords guy was talking horse. She was like, you know, half naked lady, I think is the role
horsey.
She played.
Yeah, okay.
And she's like,
Horsey talk.
Horsey talk.
Mm-hmm.
They would do like something on a beach.
Yeah, I never saw that.
That was good.
I don't have TV, so I can't.
Jermaine
see
from
ads
the Flight of the Conchords. He was like, "Oh, you should get DirecTV." That's a terrible accent.
Yeah.
That's not a New Zealand accent at all.
No, not at all. I don't know what kind of accent that was.
You should get DirecTV.
Mm. Was that a better one?
No, that was equally bad.
Oh, okay.
That was terrible.
Andy Murray won Wimbledon.
Yeah, I was watching that.
He's like the sad Jennifer Aniston of tennis.
He's always like, yelling at people. Like, he's always yelling at people to cheer for him and stuff. Like,
yeah,
he's up by, like, two sets.
Hey,
and he's telling his box, like, everybody get up and cheer for me.
Yeah.
It's like, calm down, dude.
He's so average.
And he's Scottish, first of all. Scottish.
Not,
but they, like, pretend that he's British.
Oh.
Because
well,
no British person has won Wimbledon for 1,000 years or something
like that. Brexit's happening. Scotland won't be part of the UK
anymore.
Yeah,
you're
going
to have to find some new tennis boy to do your dirty work, Britain.
Britain. So we talk about Wimbledon in
I did
honor
watch that.
Of listener
and then,
Ralphine. And I am
how's
the,
listener Ralphine
I,
doing?
I am the listener Ralphine Sportsy Talk co-host for
2016. I am the moon Zappa.
Yeah, you're the moon Zappa love object.
Licked
love object for 2016. That's pretty good, too.
Hello, moon.
Moon Zappa.
Yeah, I was watching that. I didn't watch the lady, but the like Serena Williams has won 22 titles, major titles. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. No, she's amazing.
That's, I mean, like, super amazing.
Yeah. She won two in the same day because she won the doubles with her sister.
Oh, she won the doubles, too?
She won the doubles and the single.
I mean, you must be tired from playing one to play the other. Yeah, I'm tired just watching them. Yeah. I mean, I spend Sundays on the couch and I'm emotionally wiped out watching this tennis.
I haven't watched tennis since Bjorn Borg was, like, cute.
Well, he was at the men's finals.
Yeah,
they had,
he's
like,
old
they went
now.
Through the crowd.
He's not like 18
really
and
gross.
Hot. Yeah, he doesn't
he
look
really
good.
Nasty.
Yeah.
No, tennis isn't fun anymore. Men's tennis isn't fun anymore.
We shouldn't be looksist, especially since I'm, like, face blind and I don't actually know what anybody
but
looks
like.
But
you know who handsome is.
Who's handsome?
You know, yeah, but we see people and you're attracted. Yeah, they're attracted
well,
to you.
I can be attracted.
You just don't know who they
people.
Are.
I can be attracted to
you're
people.
You're like, who's that?
Yeah, I like him.
Ugh.
No, but I can be attracted to people, but that doesn't mean they're
that's
conventionally
good. That's the sound I make when
looking.
I'm attracted to somebody. Ugh.
Yeah, no. Somebody else is calling. We're going to have to.
Are we?
Yeah.
Is it another reminder to call?
It's probably another reminder.
To call Carl.
It's probably Carl calling
we have to
again.
Call Carl
remember,
again.
You have to call me in 5 minutes.
Call me in 5 minutes, man.
We will, too. Carl will be very interesting. We'll talk to him about Trump. I don't know if he's going to talk about sports or not, or if he's just going to talk about
that's
politics.
Fine.
Whatever he wants to talk
whatever.
About.
Whatever. Tim Duncan.
It'll be incomprehensible either way.
Tim
so
Duncan
like,
has retired.
Hey, yep. WFMU, you're on the phone with Sportsy Talk.
Hi, Sportsy people.
David, listener David, how nice to hear from you.
That's it. I'm watching my watches on there. You have been phone call coming. Let me see what my time is. Watch something from Colorado. It's 6:16. You got you got 4 minutes with me. Okay, now I'll make it short. There's a moon out tonight.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm gonna see him next week.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll get some exclusive stuff for WFMU
from Donald Trump.
From Donald Trump.
You could just get some bum on the street
the
and
size
say
of his hands.
Say he's Donald Trump and interview somebody.
That's the wonderful thing about radio.
It could be anybody.
Yeah.
We don't even have to go. We could just stay in a bar in Brooklyn the whole week, and nobody would know.
What do you think I should ask Donald Trump?
But go ahead and hit my city. Let's make a ball where Donald Trump will hang out. A decrumbling a casino royale down there in Atlantic City way or something.
Okay.
Okay, we'll ask him that.
Correct. Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, David.
Love you, bud.
Take care. Love
I will
you
see
too.
You, David.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
God bless listeners.
Good to hear from listener David.
I know. That was great.
The Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
The quiet superstar.
Yes.
Top
of the NBA.
Top
you have
10
to, a
of
lot
all
of
time.
Our listeners don't know who
don't know
he
who
is.
Tim
you
Duncan
to,
is.
You have to say
he's
that
played
he
for
plays,
the San Antonio Spurs for the last 19
that's basketball.
Years.
Basketball
that's
and the
NBA
National
basketball.
Basketball Association.
He has
yes.
retired.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. He's won 5 championships.
Yeah.
Same all with the same team.
Same team.
Yeah, never left. Almost went to Orlando,
but
didn't go.
That's kind of rare that people stay with the same team. Even Dwayne Wade has left the Heat to go to another.
Dwyane Wade.
Dwayne.
He has left the Heat and is going home to Chicago to play for the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, he's just
even though his knees are blown
home.
And
yeah, you know that's he's trying to pull a LeBron James and like go to a team that is like his hometown and they'll welcome him even though
well he got into some
know.
Kind of hissy
LeBron
fit
James
Twitter
James
spat with uh-huh. with Pat Riley.
Oh, who is the coach? You have to tell people
he
who
was.
The,
he's
he
the
was
GM
the
of the
oh,
Heat.
The
he used to be
now.
The coach
he's
of the Knicks and the Lakers and the Heat, but now
yeah,
he's just
now
go,
he's
plays
GM
golf
the
during
Heat.
The day and then kind of frowns on the sideline.
Heat is the Miami NBA team.
They were pretty good for a little
things,
while. They won 3 championships.
Yeah.
And lost 2.
Yep.
At least 2. Maybe 3.
At least maybe.
They might have lost another 50-50. One.
50-50.
I can't remember.
Who knows?
There's a lot of losing.
We don't know. Losers.
Losers.
They won't be invited to speak at the GOP convention.
They're losers.
Hey, it's time to call Carl. This is going to be so
are we
going to
do that?
Yeah, I hope so.
Do I have to sing a song or something like
no,
that?
No, I queued up a song that we will play, and I'll turn our mics off, and I'll get Carl
sad
on the phone, and then I'll bring...
Sad baby eyes.
Something about a piano in the gloom and doom.
I would play it off my phone, but my... Pokemon Go gave my phone VD
yes,
of some
VD,
kind.
Phone VD, and now
so
your phone doesn't work.
My phone's in the shop.
Yeah, don't download Pokemon Go because you're going to get
I was walking through, you know, the hood looking for Pokemon, and yes. I almost, like, walked into a car.
Yeah, that's stupid. Don't do that.
But it was worth it. I got some kind of vampire-looking Pokemon, but now I can't see that.
Yeah, now you can't see it because your
phone's blowing. Now it's broken forever.
All right, I'm going to put on this music. Ready? Go.
I'm ready.
Okay, here's some music.
Dialing music, please.
There should be music. Where's the music at? Where is it?
Is it on cue? Oh, there you go.
No, you know, somebody...
Is this Twin Peaks soundtrack?
Yeah. I thought that was appropriate, right? Okay, so we're going to turn our mics off and I'll get Carl on the phone.
It's a damn fine cup of coffee.
I know. All right, if I did everything right, we now have Mr. Rutherford on the phone. Is that correct? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so what we've told the listeners about you is that you you immigrated to the United States from Jamaica. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, and that you are a Donald Trump supporter, and that's for real, right? You're not just pulling my leg.
100%.
Okay, so why don't you talk? Would you just talk a little bit about that? Like, how did you come to support Donald Trump, and you know, what do you see is good about him? And you know, just tell us a little bit, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, how did you become a Don? You're on the air.
Yes.
I became a Donald Trump supporter
because I just think this is not the United States that I migrated to years ago.
Right.
A different country.
Mm-hmm. Well, how long ago did you come here?
About 35 years.
Okay.
Wow,
long time. All right.
It's a totally different country.
Uh-huh.
And it's a different country in a negative way.
Okay.
And I just think that a big part of the problem is the establishment.
Uh-huh.
We got to divert from the status quo.
Right, he's going to shake things up.
But don't you think he's part of the establishment? I mean, he's a very successful businessman, and he's a TV celebrity and everything. Don't you think that makes
him... No, he's not a part of the establishment.
Uh-huh, okay.
He has taken the opportunity of the economic situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our capitalist system, he has taken advantage of that. And if he lives here, if he functions here, then he has no alternative but to function within the norms of the society.
Right.
Right.
And that's what he has been doing.
Do you think he really wants to be president, or you think he's just kind of like drumming up support for his hotels and his brand and stuff like that? Like, do you think he actually wants to? Because, like, presidents work like 60, 70, 80 hours a week, you know, signing papers and making laws and stuff. Like, do you think he actually wants to do that?
Of course he wants to do that because, you know, say what you may, clearly Trump is a nationalist.
Right, he's definitely a nationalist.
He loves America.
Yes.
He loves America. He sees America first.
He wants to do America first, yes.
He sees America first. Unlike some of his, what I might now call his predecessors, You know, they have other agendas. They have purely economic agendas for certain interest groups.
Yeah.
That has led to this great economic, you know, difference in a small minority having so much and a large majority with so little.
And you, do you think that Donald Trump will actually, like, work to redistribute wealth in this country?
He will. Because, you see, he's a nationalist.
Uh-huh.
He loves America.
Right.
And you cannot love America and not love Americans. There's no such thing that you're going to love America and you don't love America.
But as a nationalist, does anyone want to keep people from becoming Americans? I mean, it sounds like, I mean, you came here from somewhere else. Do you think that he would let you in?
Certainly. You know, I'm glad you raised that subject because, you know, some time ago, Trump made a remark when he said, no Muslim in this country until we can find out what the heck is going on.
Right.
But the media has conveniently, you know, discounted and erased the subordinate clause. And when we were going to grade school, we learned about sentences having, you know, main clause and subordinate clauses.
Yes. Well, that, course, in your school, we did.
Yeah, grammar. I think
America,
I failed grammar.
Yeah, in America, we don't have grammar anymore. But yes, you're right.
You know, so he did not say no Muslim in America.
Mm-hmm.
He said no Muslim in America until we can find out what the heck is going on.
Okay.
And you know, if I could use a very simple analogy, if you're a young lady and you're wanting to have to conceive, and I'm just coming from Brazil, and you say, Rutherford, I will not allow you in my house until you have a medical evaluation.
Oh, because
it's
of the Zika virus?
Zika virus, right.
It's not right for you to say that that you told me not to come to your house.
Right.
I must add that you also said, until I have a medical evaluation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that seems fair. You don't think that Hillary Clinton is for America?
Well, as far as I can see, and if what I've read enough, then I don't think the White House is a place for a congenital liar.
That was what William Sapphire, the New York Times, called her, a congenital liar, a liar from birth.
Wow.
You got it.
Yeah, that's.
I don't think
he's a very specific man with a very specific. He was just like, well, yeah. She is a liar from birth. Like, she was born lying.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
You know, it's when you look at it, the report from FBI director, named Comey, who talked about her gross, and I'm not quoting him, but he talked about her gross negligence.
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently, with all the email and stuff like that,
there was
insecure servers.
There was some confidential stuff in there.
If you reflect, how many times have people been convicted on the basis of negligence? That has happened every day in this country. On the basis of negligence, you are convicted.
I'm more worried about the fact that she's killed people than that she's negligent. But, I mean, you know, that's just
yeah.
Me. Yeah.
So I think that disqualifies her.
Okay.
It sounds like they're going to try to bring her up on charges of perjury. I don't know if those would keep her out of office or anything like that.
It depends on if she's convicted, I guess. You know?
I don't know.
Rutherford, tell me something. Do you think that Hillary Clinton had some kind of arrangement with Satan? Is that why she's getting the nomination now?
Please repeat that for me.
Tell me about Hillary Clinton's connection to Satan.
Connections?
Mm-hmm.
To Satan?
Yeah.
Well.
Now we're getting to it.
Now we're getting down to it.
She's a mother of.
She's the mother of Satan, is what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying.
Chelsea's Satan?
Satan's sister.
Sister of Satan.
Sister of Satan, yes.
We have got to have somebody with at least who have not displayed so much that high level of disingenuous. Somebody with integrity. We have got to have somebody like that.
So you think
Trump is
Trump is the integrity guy?
Trump is not perfect, but my mother I love the early. Wasn't perfect either.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Is your mom available? Can she be the vice president with Trump?
I would vote for her. I would vote for your mother. I would vote for your mother if she's available.
Unfortunately, she's deceased.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry, man. So are you going to Cleveland? Are you going to go to the convention?
No, I don't have some engagement in New York City. I don't think I can make it at all.
Okay. Well.
But I must say that I'm a Trump supporter wholeheartedly. I'm on his mailing list. Even whatever little support I can. I campaign, not in an organized way, but I campaign actively. And, you know, just today I was on my own private campaign trailer.
Well, you're on the radio right now campaigning. So
I know, you're probably convincing a lot of our listeners to vote for Trump in
I
the
think
fall.
So, yeah.
You know, what I also believe is that a lot of Trump supporters are intimidated somewhat from being explicit, from being forthright.
Yeah.
Because, we have to ask ourselves the question, why is it that the Republican establishment has spent so much resources going against Trump? Why is that?
I'm surprised that he's their candidate.
He's the candidate. Why are they?
He's the candidate. Why do they spend so much resources?
I don't know.
And to me,
he makes them nervous. He must be doing something right
if he makes them nervous.
Deviation from the status quo. You know, so often we talk about, say Fidel Castro being ruling Cuba as a dictator for how many years? Maybe five decades. A long time.
Yeah, right. I don't know, 50 years or something like that.
But we must also take into account that if we have an alternation of Republican and Democrats presidents with the same agenda, identical agenda, then it represents a political dynasty.
That's true. Yeah.
There is no difference between that and having Fidel Castro ruling Cuba for 50 years.
Well,
Trump is saying we need to break away from that, and we need to look at something else. We need to look at other things.
So anything else is better than what we have right now?
It's better than what we have now.
All right. Well, I think that's a good note to end on. Thank you very much for your endorsement of
Donald Trump. When I see Donald Trump next week, I'll let him know that you're pulling for him.
We're going to Cleveland. The Sportsy Talkers are going to be at the convention, and we'll let him know that listener Rutherford is on his side.
You got it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Take care. Thanks
for the call, Rutherford.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now.
Changed his name.
Yes.
it's all made-up names, either way.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, well, he has to be very careful,
I guess. Well, as he said, they're intimidated.
They are.
He said a lot of stuff to me about Hillary Clinton suckling Satan when I talked to him before, but I guess he got a little nervous.
He might have got a little nervous on the radio.
Being on the radio, yeah.
201-209-9369. I know Danny D's trying to call in.
I know. We had a
call and say hi to John.
We had somebody
call screener John
for a long time there while we talked to
call screener John. We'll take your call.
Yay! We're gonna go. You're gonna go.
Listener,
wish I were going.
I wish you were going too, because I'm gonna be probably killed, most likely arrested, and then.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go as the responsible party.
You don't want to carry my body home.
Yeah. I wouldn't carry it. I'd throw it in the trunk of the rental
bear
car.
Bear my body home.
Throw it in the trunk of the rental car.
Dale on our board says, I was off having dinner when you talked about Jeter getting old with a young kid. My wife said, maybe he's Jeter Pan.
Woo!
Well done, Dale.
Nice one. Mrs. Dale, I think, said that.
Mrs. Dale?
Mm-hmm.
Dale.
Mm-hmm.
There was something else I wanted to see. There was all kinds of great stuff on our boards.
Yep, you can go there at WFMU.org.
Oh, Draymond Green got arrested.
For assault.
I wonder if he kicked somebody in the junk.
Yeah,
Carmichael leaves that on the boards.
That's his
MO. But it was like 2:30, and they were like someone was mouthing off to him, and he's like, "You can get a piece too."
WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Yay! It's Danny D.
Hey, Danny D. Hey.
I beat Danny D in fantasy baseball this week.
Oh yeah.
And yet I'm in fourth place and he's in first. I only beat him by 2 points or something.
Oh yeah. Oh well.
But anyway.
It's been a long time, Danny D. We haven't heard from you in a while.
We haven't heard from you in a while. What's up?
Oh well, one thing. Yeah, there's horror movies. Going to be horror movies about Draymond Green. I think you're right.
the ball smasher.
I'm surprised that actually hasn't been a prominent horror film now that you think about it. But
can you explain the big trade that brought the Devils an actual good player? And
Taylor Hall.
So the Devils made a big trade.
Yes, the Devils are National Hockey League. You have to say they're the New Jersey Hockey.
They're the New Jersey.
Listeners don't know that.
They've won the Stanley Cup three times.
Yeah.
And they made a trade with a team called the Edmonton Oilers. It's always been awful.
They had Gretzky on. They won a couple.
What other country was that? Yes.
Canada.
Some other country.
In Canada.
Oh, yeah. Canada.
And Canada.
And that's the way they celebrate their new building in Edmonton, is by trading away, like, their second best player.
Well, but they got Milan Lucic, who used to be good for the Bruins, but now he's
used
kind
to
of
be good.
They signed him to a nice overpaid contract.
Yeah, that was insane.
I feel bad for all these guys that used to be good, and then they get signed to these contracts.
Well, that's
contracts
what happens.
I mean,
you feel bad about rich people counting their money while they play
bad
hockey?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they just, you know, keep going.
Just keep on going as long as you can.
I just remember Steve Carlton, who was a pitcher. He was a great pitcher.
He was also a Nazi.
Yeah, he might be related to me tangentially. Yeah.
Okay.
Carlton.
I feel bad for all these marginal talented NBA players.
No, but I mean, he kept going and going, and he didn't stop, right? And he should have ended his career. And he didn't. He wanted to keep going, and he ended up like pitching like three innings for the White Sox or something. And then he ended up like in some A league in Wyoming and stuff. It was just an embarrassment. He just wouldn't stop. I mean, at some point, Derek Jeter stopped, right? Derek Jeter.
He had a couple bad years
at the end.
His nickname at the end was Past a Diving Jeter.
Yeah, so Past a Diving Jeter. So he gave, but he pulled the plug himself. He didn't keep going and making them trade him to some other team.
No, but now look at Ortiz. So Ortiz, Big Poppy.
Yeah, Big Poppy
Red Sox
from the Red
man.
Sox. Yeah.
He's got like 500 home runs.
We're
probably
back to
on
baseball,
steroids.
By the way, for
41, 42
home.
Years old or whatever. And he's trying to retire, but like he's having the best year of his career.
Yeah.
Because he's taking some kind of drugs on the
side
or something like that.
Exactly, he's doing PEDs for sure. And
they actually said, so Jose Fernandez for the Marlins, he's pitching in the All-Star game today and says if Ortiz gets up, he's going to jive a fastball to him so Ortiz can hit a home run.
Yeah.
Like Jeter did. Didn't Jeter get a home run in the
All-Star game? Because the guy just gave him the home run ball. Yeah.
And this is why the National League has lost like
yeah, this is why they lose every
the
year.
19.
They always lose because they're always grooving pitches.
So that's
like, we want to try to get home field, and we're going to stack our team with old guys retiring so they groove a fastball.
Oh, that's a good idea. What a clever strategy. Yeah, the All-Star game is tonight. That's when the National League's best players play the American League's best players, allegedly.
I think there's quotes
around
all those words.
It's just like all those things, all those.
And tomorrow is the least sportsy night of the year.
Nothing happens?
Yeah, the ESPYs are on. The ESPYs might be on
There's
Thursday.
Always sports somewhere.
That's like they put the ESPYs the day after the All-Star game because
there's nothing
everyone,
else happening.
Everyone's free.
Yeah.
So have you been keeping up with the Tour de France at all? I barely have.
Yeah,
been.
So I don't know. My main concern about the Tour de France is that they're all have secret motors.
Oh yeah, they don't.
There was a big crash too at the first race.
Everybody got crashed, and there's guys like.
I liked the Tour de France better when they were drinking red wine on the things and smoking cigarettes and had baguettes. just eating.
I'm so amazed that they let people just like these. Doofuses like run alongside with flags in clown costumes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
French people,
and to the point where it's like
that's
you're
just how they
clown
dress.
Number 75 on stage 3. I mean, are you really getting noticed?
Whatever your morning, you know, they lost the European championship to the Portuguese somehow.
Yeah, Portugal.
And,
Portugal.
You know, whatever your morning process is, if you have to dress like a clown and run around and wet your pants or whatever,
next to the bicycle riders. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah
that was
like
that
when,
was a terrible
like,
game.
Like
did you
Tuesday
watch it?
Yeah, it was awful.
I mean,
it was really boring.
Tuesday in France. Tuesday in France. I dressed like a clown and cried and do
they
the
all
dance.
Wear clown pants and the sunny.
Yeah.
But then Formula One, they want to kill each other.
Well, yeah. Well, you didn't call. Okay. I didn't get to watch any. What was last week's? Sunday's Formula One?
Oh, if you're gonna talk, okay goodbye.
Are you hanging
up? No, I don't want to talk about Formula One. I hate Formula One. I don't care about it.
I'm sorry, Danny D.
I'm sorry, Danny D.
Something that was bad connection.
I couldn't
She hung up on you.
I did. I'm sorry. I apologize. He can come and do the entire show with me next week if he wants to. Danny I'll make Davis, it up. I'll make it up to him.
Is he coming next week to be part of the big...
maybe not.
Part of the big, now he's not
Now he's not.
Hung up on him.
No, I'll let him do the entire show with me next week if he wants to show up. That'll be fine.
And then you won't have me back.
I just want to talk about Formula One.
You don't like racing?
You two, you and Danny D, get to talking about Formula One, and it's just like, my eyes just glaze over, and I don't think the listeners find it very interesting unless they're like...
Listeners, don't you love our Formula One nonsense?
201-209-9368 if you want to talk to Jim the Poet about Formula One. Did anything happen in Formula One?
I don't know.
See, Danny D would have told us. I guess.
Mean, I told you the most interesting thing I ever saw happen in Formula One was the guy got forced the other guy off the road.
Yeah,
and
yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, that,
like
that happened a couple weeks ago, and it's nothing.
That was two weeks.
Yeah, it's nothing is going to happen that, you
ever
know,
again.
Ever again
of any interest.
No. Okay, so bullfighting is a sport.
Yes.
Right. They televise it on Spain and and on TV in Spain. Right. It's like national TV. They were having a bullfight, and. This matador got gored to death on national television.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, they always kill the bull.
I know, they always kill the bull.
So
it's like it's been a long time since a matador got gored to death. I think you should see that because then it's be like, oh, maybe we shouldn't be killing the bull.
First of all,
maybe we shouldn't be out torturing animals for fun.
They stab the bull.
National sport of torture.
They stab the bull.
Yeah, I know.
So the bull's injured to begin with.
Yeah.
I'd say let him go, man. Guy with sword versus bull. Let's go. And then, if the guy gets gored, then they may let the bull eat the guy. Because they always eat the bull.
But they don't eat the... Bulls aren't, like, carnivores. They just want to sit, like Ferdinand.
I'll just give him the choice.
They just want to stand in a nice pasture and eat some grass.
Just give him the choice. I'm saying if you gore the guy, that's like, well, that, sorry, bad day at work.
Maybe everybody else should eat the matador.
Yeah, that's fine.
They could roast him.
Yeah, I don't have
any
problem.
Instead of eating the bull.
My problem is don't stab the bull.
Yeah, I don't like to stab
the bull.
They
stab the bull or do like make it drink crappy wine or something like that.
Whatever.
So it's all drunk or whatever. Yeah. So like don't stab the bull. And then like whatever happens, happens. If you're a big tough matador guy with your little cape and your little sword, well, let's go, man. Like let's see it happen. That sounds like a national sport to me.
They have guys on horses that come up and like stab the bull for you, at some point. I don't think that's very nice.
That's crap.
No.
That's not a sport.
We don't like that.
But I think bullfighting can be kind of beautiful and great, but to stop stabbing the bull. And then whatever happens, happens. Like, I don't feel bad about some dumb matador. Like, that's what happens when you're in a matador. I mean, if some baseball player got hit in the head and died, I'd feel bad because
it's not part of the sport.
It's not part of the sport. You kill the bull. It's like, well, you kill the guy. I don't know.
You kill the pitcher. It's like what Roger Clemens used to throw at people's heads.
It was all in good laughs.
Take a bat out and
you can't take a joke.
Yeah.
Mike Piazza. Jeff says F1 is no less interesting than anything else sporty. Our whole show is based on completely boring things.
No, but I don't think. I mean, it's just cars. You're just in a car going around and around and around and around. I don't see how a car is a sport. I mean, you're just driving.
Someone without who didn't put it in their name says Bronwyn, Cleveland would be a better place if you came to town.
Thank you.
People are upset you're not going to Cleveland.
I would like to go to Cleveland.
You can go another time.
Hopefully
we'll have rebuilt by then. The convention's it's questionable.
There were just too many things. It's just like everything conspired against me going, and I finally just gave up and said
it's going to be a little nuts. So I'm glad that
would be fine. I wouldn't mind that it was nuts. I don't mind being unsafe.
It's
everything else.
It's like a coin flip whether I'm murdered in the streets like a dog.
It's like
in Cleveland.
I didn't want to have to
carry my dead
care
body
of you.
Bring Ben my gored body.
WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Listener Zoe.
Listener Zoe, we haven't heard from you in a while. Glad you called. What's up?
I just want to say hi because I haven't called you guys in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
So. Good to hear you guys.
Thank
you. Looking forward to see how next week's show goes.
Yeah, well, you'll have to tune in next week and hear Jim the Poet live from the Cleveland Republican National Convention.
Super exciting night. That's going to be family night. Or is that winner's night? Tuesday might be
winner's night. That was when Donald Trump was trying to get all these sports figures to address the crowd.
Big-time winners.
Yeah, and he couldn't.
That would be perfect for sports.
Well, exactly, but he tried to get Tom Brady to do it. And Tom Brady wimped out. He tried to get Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger
wimped out. He tried to get Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson wouldn't speak at the Republican National Convention with all his
He's
face tattoos.
He's not really a talker.
And then, yeah, and I just...
But it is
you
like
know who he should
Bobby
get,
Knight.
You know who he should get?
Who?
He should get O.J. Simpson. They could bust
He's
him out of prison.
Jail.
They could bust him out of prison, and O.J. Simpson could talk, and they could bust Sandusky out of prison. And he's a sportsy guy. He's
from Penn State.
From Penn State, yeah.
People are talking about O.J. again because they had the documentary.
I know, I watched that. That was an unbelievably good documentary, but it was like...
It was on TV, though, so
it was like 8 hours
it.
Long or something like that.
Did
it
you like
forever.
It?
So, you know, he'll be in people's minds, so that would be perfect for him to show
well,
up.
Well, he's
That's
in
right.
jail.
That's okay.
I don't know if you can get out of jail to, like, go speak
anything.
At the Republican
just,
convention, but we've kind of erased all the rules about politics this year, so, like, it's probably could happen.
That'd be good, right?
If it could happen any year...
This is the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
either this year or the year with Thomas Jefferson, they could have had O.J. Simpson speak at his convention. I don't even think they had conventions back then.
Yeah, I don't know what they did. We don't know anything about the political process, really, so we'll be learning
a lot. I know less than I thought I knew.
Yeah, yeah. See?
I know extremely little.
We'll be finding out a lot next
week.
I'll
find out. Apparently, people get to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, as long as you're not convicted.
Delegates.
If you're convicted felon, I don't think you can vote.
In some states, you can.
I had a dentist appointment today, and my dentist's son is a delegate at the convention.
Oh, no way.
For what? For the Republicans?
Yep.
Is he a Trump delegate?
Well, yeah, he is.
Wow.
What state is he from? I'll try to find him.
Yeah.
I'll try to find him in the big mess of people that'll be there at the convention.
Yeah, what state? Is he New Jersey?
New York.
Okay, so...
I'll track him down.
Yeah, so email...
Like, who's
email,
the dentist?
Email the dentist's son.
Oh, it's the dentist's son?
He's also the county supervisor, so that's what
County supervisor,
okay, well, email,
dentist
email,
man.
Email his name to Jim the poet, and Jim will try
yeah,
to
I'll
look him up.
I'll interview him. I need people to actually talk to me, because I'll be wearing... I'll be wearing a WFMU shirt, so if you see me on TV, that's Jim the Poet. And I have like a Duck Dynasty beard kind of working on.
Yeah, he's growing a bigger, fuzzier beard so that he looks
so
more...
So I look slightly...
You look more Muslim.
Yeah, yeah, I look like something.
You look like a Muslim.
I look like something. Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. You think I'll be brought to a concentration camp of some kind?
Probably.
During the... Oh, okay.
Very likely.
Well, that'll be nice.
It'll be safer there.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Okay.
That'll be a good story.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all I'm looking for is good
that's
stories.
That's all we need. Hey, Zoe, thanks for the call. It's great to hear from you again.
Thanks for calling.
All right. See you soon.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good luck. Hopefully I'll come back. Maybe.
All right.
She has the most delightful laugh. I love
her. It's a wonderful laugh.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. All the good listeners calling in today.
All
this
the good
is
listeners.
Nice. 201-209. They're saying goodbye to you because they know
saying,
you're,
no,
you're,
it's
they'll never
my
talk
wake.
To you again. 201-209-9368.
L. Bobo says, what's the point of listening to the show next week if Bronwyn is not going? Jim the Poet shouldn't go by himself. That's BS.
I'll be
IMHO.
Here. I'll be here. I'll be helping. I'll be doing things behind the scenes. I'll be doing what I can. I'll be sending you information about... Gothamist had a good thing about Cleveland yesterday,
do?
I think. They're just talking about what the situation is there right now. It does sound like you're going to get murdered, so I think...
It says Bromwyn, by the way.
Yeah, I know. People don't know how to spell it. It's okay.
But I'm going to be eating Polish dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be hanging out at the House of the Mysterious, the Major.
Yeah, that's where you're going to stay.
I'll be staying there.
On the couch or wherever.
6 miles away from where I need to be.
How are you going to get back and forth? Do you
I'll
ride
just hitchhike. I'll show a little leg.
Can you ride a bicycle?
I know how.
Maybe you can get a bicycle.
And don't you think I'll be shot on the bicycle?
Yeah, I think you'll be shot. I mean, isn't the Major's house in the kind of a sketchy area?
It's all Cleveland, is what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, Cleveland is a sketchy area. That's true.
I mean, like, Jersey City's all kind of sketchy. Even the nice part.
I guess.
Danny D says, on the plus side, Bronwyn can be there for Jim the Poet's one phone call from the police station. That
true.
Call's going right to my mommy.
We didn't actually work out, like, your bail. Like, I guess your significant roommate, Ben, will put your bail up.
I don't think so.
You
he doesn't
parents,
have any money.
Right?
Yeah, I'm
going to
call them.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I haven't had them bail me out before.
No.
So, I mean, this is, like, their one chance.
To do that.
You have to give parents an opportunity to do that kind of stuff for you, because that really means a lot to them when you...
I guess when you call and
they
say,
have to
Mom,
put up bond for you. And
oh, there's a good was not was
song.
Oh,
I like those guys.
Yeah, they have a song called...
Walk the Dinosaur?
No, it's about being in jail. Hello, Mom. I'm in jail. I'm in jail. I like it here. I'm in jail. Hi, Dad.
I love those
guys. Coming from jail.
They're a very odd band.
Yeah, no, it's a great song. If I thought of it, I could have put that on for
today.
Well,
I can put up the doll. I'll play it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean,
you got it on there?
Probably.
What do you mean probably?
It's called Dad, I'm in Jail. It's only 1 minute and 14 seconds
yeah,
long.
Yeah, it's the DAW 2 is up.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
It's catchy.
I love this. Right?
Oh, it was my dad's birthday the other day. Happy birthday, Dad.
This goes out to Jim the Poet's father. Mr. the Poet.
It was his birthday on Sunday. It's catchy. I'm surprised this wasn't a big hit for them. I like it here. That's maybe enough of that.
No, come on.
That is insane.
I love that song. How would you cut it off?
There's a lot of great songs by Was Not Was. I'm trying to remember because I used to have a couple of their records.
Huh.
I'm surprised. Everybody Walked the Dinosaur was their big hit. It was kind of their sellout hit.
Yeah, I never knew about the song.
Open the Door. Mm-hmm. Get on the Floor. Mm-hmm. Everybody Walked the Dinosaur. Spy in the House of Love. I Feel Better Than Jam.
Whatever.
Dad, I'm in jail.
Dad, I'm in jail.
I like it here.
Say hello to Mom from jail.
Wow.
Oh, we should talk about sports.
Oh, is there any sports going on?
I don't know. Well, Euro 2016
All-Star game
happened.
Tonight. Super boring.
Yeah.
Super dumb.
Yeah.
Fox usually ruins it.
Yeah.
With their Joe Buck nonsense.
Hmm.
The Home Run Derby was last night. Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Used to be Mike Stanton. Then he changed his name to Giancarlo.
He did?
Well, I think his name was
that.
Giancarlo.
And he called himself Mike, and
he
then he changed
Mike
it back.
He was Mike for the first bunch of years.
Barack Obama used to go by Barry.
Yes, I know. Apparently Maureen Dowd wrote an article about Barry this weekend, and everybody freaked out.
Oh. Did she used to know him?
I don't think she knew him.
I saw him in Park Slope when he was still like a Columbia student.
I met him twice, back when he was just an author.
Barack.
Not when he was the biggest man in the world.
Yep.
So. If Jim doesn't make it back, you can put on his tombstone, "Make America Grave Again."
Good one, Danny D. Hey, we got another call.
Hi, Bronwyn.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay. This is Mr. Rogers from Mountain Lakes.
Hey, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Okay, I got a sad story for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, is it too sad?
When I was a kid, I lived in Newark.
Uh-huh, that's
sad.
That
is sad.
I used to play box ball. Do you know what box ball is?
No, I have no idea. What is it?
Well, they would go into a street. We'd go into a street, like a residential street.
Right.
And they would make it like into like a rectangle, a square.
Uh-huh.
And like the bases were like each square.
Okay.
And we use like a little rubber, one of those little pinky balls.
Yeah, I know those.
Oh, those are good. Yeah. You can get those at like bodegas and stuff like that.
But I was always a bad player and they never let me play.
Oh, that sucks.
No, I never went, when I went to high school, when I went to grade school and college, high school and college, I never played because I was always afraid that I'd be thrown out and they wouldn't allow me to play.
That is a sad story.
I got over that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we went to, I live in a town, a very sportsy town.
Okay.
Everybody plays soccer or swims or hockey or basketball or football or whatever. And my children were never really great at any of those things.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, is it because of me? Because
yes.
I was rejected when I was playing box ball. And is there anybody I could sue?
Can I sue you?
Very possibly you could sue the. I would school this school district in some kind.
I would sue probably the mayor,
the
people who make the pinky ball.
Okay,
I would sue the Spalding people.
Oh yeah, who are those people? Yeah, they must have some money.
I'm gonna go after them.
Okay, that sounds good. When you get a lot of money, give some of it to WFMU.
Yeah, just donate a little bit.
All right, thanks for calling.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, thank
good
you
talking
for
to
calling.
Mr. Rogers.
Bye-bye,
Mr. Rogers.
That's sad, though. They wouldn't let him play, you know.
Box.
I mean, how good do you have to be to play box ball?
I like the idea that it was a square instead of a diamond.
Yeah, that's nice.
You know,
because
that's like a... That's like a.
Well, I don't understand the rules of...
Is that the same
shape? The rules of street ball, what is it called? Stick ball?
Yeah,
are different than real ball?
No, box ball.
Box ball is better.
That's better than anything.
They should
let
Mr. Rogers play. What the heck?
Do you know the Mr. Rogers that was on television?
I do know him. He's a delightful person.
Yeah, every single sweater that he ever wore on that show was hand-knit by his mom.
Is that true?
That is true.
How many sweaters did he have?
I don't know. You'd have to count them.
He had like a whole... He would come in like he had been at work or something like that.
He'd always take off one sweater and he'd put on his cardigan.
He'd put on his little cardigan and put his little shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
He was a delight. He was a lovely person. I actually get tearful when I talk about him because he was like a delightful person, like a really deeply smart, good person.
Yeah, he was a good person.
Like I watched this video. You could see it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a one of those they were trying to defund... public television like back in the 60s.
Yeah.
And within the span of like 8 minutes of Mr. Rogers talking about his show, he had this Republican like go like, well, that sounds like the best program I've ever had. You've just earned their check.
Wow.
Like, so it's an amazing video. If you go look up YouTube, Mr. Rogers talks to Congress or something like that. And he's just like...
He went and talked to Congress?
Well, let me tell you about what my show's about. It's sharing and, you know, being friends and being good neighbors. And
He talked to Congress?
It was just like one of the best things I've ever seen. And how come
public television makes you pay for everything now?
Well, I think they always did. They get funding from the government, and then they still
they do fundraisers. But now you can't even like HBO has Sesame Street.
Now.
So the poors don't get it until next season. The rich kids get to see Sesame Street first.
They have like 500 seasons. How would you even know which season you were watching?
I don't know. I don't think it's fair. And then also, like, I tried to stream some stuff.
They only make like 10 new episodes.
You used to be able to stream some stuff off WNET, and now you can't stream it. They say, we've detected that you are in the New York City area, so pay us money, and then you can stream this stuff. And I don't want to stream it. My tax dollars paid for that.
Don't you have the... Didn't you get the jump box or the boom box or whatever?
Yeah, I got Sling TV, but it doesn't have like that on it, and I don't care.
It doesn't have Channel 13?
You know what I did? I just waited until the Downton Abbey last season came out on DVD at the library, and I just got it at the library.
I mean,
the library's still free.
That seems legitimate. Yeah,
it's
better. I've never seen Downton Abbey, though. I mean, is it good?
No.
Does anything happen in it?
No.
I mean,
it's actually pretty good.
Is it upstairs, downstairs, basically? Upstairs, downstairs used to be the show about, like, the servants and then the rich people or whatever.
The first couple seasons are okay, and then, like, the last seasons, particularly the last season was just terrible. Yeah, it was just awful. It was just, like,
whapping
everything.
Hey, it's more Coney Island.
More Coney Island! Yay! Oh, we got a call.
We do?
WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Bromwell. It's Mr. Rogers again.
Hi, hey, Mr. Rogers. What's up?
But I'm not the famous Mr. Rogers. I'm the
No. I think he's passed away, unfortunately.
We didn't think you were the famous one. We just sort of went off riffing on him.
I may be famous in my own mind, but not
Well, that's the best place to be famous, really.
It is, and you're famous on Sportsy Talk now, Mr. Rogers.
There you go. Okay.
All right. Thanks
nice
for
talking to you.
Thanks for clearing that up. Yep.
Bye-bye.
What's going on in the Morricone Island tonight?
What famous guest does he have? Who?
Gordon Brinkovich.
Is he going to, like, lick Jim's neck
or
anything?
No, more licking.
No more licking?
I'm retired from licking.
Oh.
It's too good.
I had the pub sounds way down.
Oh, you did?
When we were talking to Rutherford, and I just forgot to put them back up again.
Oh. Well, give people a blast it up for a second. Just
okay,
so
here we go.
They get a sense.
All right, here you go.
So I'm here in Cleveland. Big bar.
We could get like riot sounds and playing behind you and everything.
We're gonna have that anyway. People shooting tear gas at me.
Tear gas.
And Polish dogs.
Here, I'll put the song on.
That's the Twin Peaks. That's coming out. You're gonna get Showtime to watch the Twin Peaks.
No, I don't really want to watch.
I'll give you my codes, but apparently that's illegal now.
That's illegal. Yeah, you can't give codes to people.
But I'll still give it
to you. I wouldn't use them anyhow. We can't, you know, I don't want to watch anything except sports. The only reason I got Sling TV was that it had ESPN and ESPN2, and I could watch the Euro 2016.
Even now that's over for four more years.
Yeah, I know, so I know something else has to be on.
Were you happy with the way it ended?
The thing is
Portugal beat France. Anytime France loses,
I don't really care. I quit caring when Portugal beat Wales.
Yeah, Wales was. I liked the little underdogs.
And I'm kind of Welsh, right? So genetically,
you're a lot of things.
I'm genetically
I'm not
Welsh.
Technically, yes. I'm not sure what you are genetically.
Yeah, Welsh. Welsh and Danish, apparently. What a combo, right? Like, you know these guys that try to pick you up when you're a young woman in New York, and they always say, what are you? And I never knew what they were talking about. And I said, well, I'm a woman. What do you mean? And they say, like, you know, no. And then I'd figure out they'd say, like, oh, are you Irish or what, you know? And I'd be like, oh, you want to know my ethnicity? Oh, okay, well, I'm Welsh and Danish. And they just look puzzled and walk away. So it's a good line.
No one ever asked me my ethnicity.
What's your
ethnicity? Some guy yelled at me
on the...
You're
Italian and Irish.
Italian, and it turns out not Irish, Northern Irish, and Scottish, and German, and
all kinds
but
of
one
things.
Time some guy yelled at
Random.
Me on the train because he thought I looked Jewish.
Well, now you look Muslim because you got your nice beard, so you'll be all set.
I was going for like Duck Dynasty. I'm going for like, yeah, I'm a Republican. Woo!
Okay, well, you're going to be good.
That's my Republican voice.
That's a good Republican voice. We'll hear it next week on Sportsy Talk
from
with live from jail in Cleveland, Jim the Poet. We will be covering the Republican National Convention on WFMU all next week.
This is my last chance to give the... Can I do the thing?
Yeah, do the thing.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM, and we're online all over the world in WFMU.org.
Yay. Okay, so stay tuned for
more Coney Island.
Yay.
Bye.
Is that it? Oh, thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. May God bless.
So